Monday, May 12th, 7:50 a.m. in the NHH office. I barely slept last night, and by morning I was a nervous wreck. I felt like a 105-pound bundle of jittery nerves in a chic Northampton Hills school uniform. I stood in front of my mirror, plastered a fake smile across my face, and practiced introducing myself to imaginary NHH students. Hi, I'm Nikki Maxwell, and I'm from Westchester Country Day Middle School. Hi, I'm Nikki Maxwell, and I'm looking forward to my week here at Northampton Hills. Hi, I'm Nikki Maxwell, and right now, I'm so gut-wrenchingly nervous, I need to find the nearest bathroom and throw up. Be right back. But when I set foot on the campus, I forgot my nervousness. I was totally blown away again by the pure awesomeness of Northampton Hills. Welcome, exchange students. OMG, it is the most fabulous school I've ever seen in my entire life. Manicured lawns and dozens of trees give it a peaceful, park-like atmosphere. The interior of the school is even more impressive. The main entrance has a huge fountain that is even larger than the one at the mall. There are tall columns, arched hallways, shiny marble floors, elegant chandeliers, and a courtyard with a fish pond and a rose garden. I feel like a traitor even thinking this, but NHH makes Westchester Country Day look like a basic, no-frills daycare center. When I got to the office, which looks like the lobby of a luxury hotel, I filled out an exchange student registration form and handed my NHH student ID to the secretary. "Good morning, and welcome to Northampton Hills," she smiled. "So you're Nikki Maxwell? We have a new transfer student from your school. Do you know Mackenzie Hollister?"
"Actually, I do," I answered. "We had lockers right next to each other."
She glanced around the room to make sure no one was listening, leaned toward me, and then whispered, "Most of the kids here are wonderful, but there are a few you'll want to avoid. They can be a bit snobbish."
"Thanks, but you don't have to worry," I assured her. "I've known Mackenzie for a long time, and I'm used to her drama. I'll be just fine."
The secretary blinked in surprise. "Actually, it's not Mackenzie I'm warning you about. She's such a nice, sweet girl, and friendly, too," she gushed and turned back to her computer. I just stared at that lady like she was crazy, because obviously we were not talking about the same person. Who would use the words nice, sweet, and friendly to describe Mackenzie Hollister, the most selfish, manipulative she-snake in the world? It was quite apparent that this secretary was yet another of Mackenzie's many hapless victims. She had slithered into this office and somehow brainwashed this poor woman. "Please have a seat, dear," the secretary said. "A student ambassador will be here any minute to give you a tour of the school. I hope you have a fun week."
"Thank you," I said as I slowly backed away from her desk and sank into a large plush chair. My nervous stomach was starting to make garbage disposal sounds again. I suddenly felt really queasy as a wave of despair rushed over me. Maybe coming to Northampton Hills was not such a good idea after all.